Blog Talk Radio.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. God has spoken. So let the church say, Amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. No, thank you, Lord. God has spoken, so let the church say
the church say,
amen.
Oh, oh, oh,
Around me, Let him cause for the elder of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And before we start, oh, gracious Father, we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for every person that is tuned into this broadcast this afternoon. We know that their body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I make a demand on everybody's body to relieve the right chemicals, dear Heavenly Father, a perfect chemical balance, dear Heavenly Father, that there are here any infirmities that bore any sickness, dear Heavenly Father. We refuse to allow sickness to dominate their body this afternoon. The life of God flows within each and every one of us, healing to every fiber of their beings, dear Heavenly Father. Every organ and tissue of their bodies, dear Heavenly Father, function in the perfection that God created it to function in. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you that your word is manifest in each and every one of our bodies today, causing growth to disappear, arthritis to disappear. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father. We make a demand on bones and joints to function properly. In Jesus' name, we thank you for strong hearts today. We thank you there's no heart problem, no disease of the heart, no high blood pressure, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you that their heart beats with the rhythm of life, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you that their blood flow to every cell of their bodies, that they have restored life and health absolutely and abundantly. We give you the praise and we give you the honor today. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today, you know, you come across, you see so many people that's telling you nowadays that they're sick. They're in the hospital. They don't know what's wrong with them. They're suffering from one thing to the other. Well, you know, today we're going to talk about, is any sick among you today? Maybe somebody in your family sick today. Your loved one, someone on your job that you need to pray for today. You know, as human, we are not strangers to infirmities, sickness, and death. You know, the health care is a big lucrative business, and I know you know that today. Home remedies, special diets, supplement, and physician with their drugs and surgery can help the body to recover from illness and injury. We may mention what we did about our ailment, but let us be careful to glorify God in all that we do concerning any infirmity and diseases. He is the healer. He is the great physician. You know, a Christian physician once stated that a large percent of his and her patient will likely have recovered without coming to them. That means you're going to God in prayer. You're doing the things that God has instructed to you to do. You know, he also stated that he can really help only about 10% of his patients. That means only 10% of all the millions and billion people that go to the doctor routinely, I go for the least little thing. The doctor's only able to help you at least 10%. You got to rely and rely on God and on his word. You know, what should we do when we or our loved ones become sick? I'm glad you asked. First, we ought to pray and ask God for healing and for discernment to do what is best. You know, almost immediately, when you pray and give it to God, turn it over to Jesus, he surely would work it out. You know, although God does not always choose to heal, he is honored by the prayers of faith, and he answers prayer. You know, you got to be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. You'll find that in Philippians 4 and 6. You know, the Bible reading in James 5 said that the sick should call for the elders of the church. Do you know who the elders of the church are in your worship service today? They are to pray over him or her and anoint him or her with oil, asking the Lord to heal. Are you doing that in your sanctuaries today? In all our prayers for healing, we must submit our will to God, not to us, but our will to God. You know, we do claim his promise and pay with faith in the power of God to heal even so-called incurable diseases. You know, you've heard of things like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, cancer, where they say it's no hope. But we know all hope lies in Jesus today. And in all our prayers for healing, we must submit our will to God, no matter what it is. We do claim his promise and pray with faith in the power of God to heal even so-called incurable diseases. You know, as we pray and commit ourselves into God's hand, we can have a rest. Our desire is to glorify God in health and in sickness or in death. You know, conserve your life to Jesus. The spirit, the soul, and your body. You'll read that in Acts 1 and Elsa 9 and 10. Today we are talking about, is any sick among us? You know, we're going to pray for health and healing today. Praying for your health and healing is praying God's answer to whatever problems are trying to manifest in your body. And it is prayer, his report from his word, which is an authority higher than our outcome, forecast by a human diagnosis. You know, God's word is alive, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. You'll find that in Hebrews 4 and 12. It is active at work to perform all he sent it to do. You'll find that in Jeremiah 1 and 12. You know, but according to Proverbs 4 and 22, his words are life unto those that find them and help to all the flesh. I think I better say that one again. God's word is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. You'll find that in Hebrews 4 and 12. It is at active. We give God praise today for what he's doing, because he's doing a mighty work in us. Hold on. Praise God. We had someone calling in. We give God the praise today. But according to Proverbs 4 and 22, his words are life unto those that find them and help to all their flesh. You know, in the word of God, there was no sickness in the blessing God breathed into Adam when he created him, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and having dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moved upon the earth. You'll find that in Genesis 1 and 28. And there is no sickness in the salvation God offered all men through Jesus. By his stripe, ye were healed. You find that 1 Peter 2:24. You know, and as I was going through that today, we had calls this morning about someone that was sick. And we know what prayer can do. You know, when you start just praying the prayer for the healing, but when you turn that prayer around and start praying it in tongues where the enemy do not know what you are saying, you can be healed. So for any of you out there today that's sick, don't know which way to turn, you can turn to Jesus. And I say to you today, is anyone among you suffering today from anything? Let him sing praises. Is anyone among you sick today? Let him call for the elders of the church. You know, people don't call on the elders no more. They don't call on the bishop, the overseers, and the pastors no more. Let them pray over him or her, anointing him or her with oil in the name of the Lord, and praying often in faith will restore such a one who is sick. We saw that happen right before our ears this morning and eyes. Someone we prayed for today that was healed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And it just tied in with the broadcast that I was doing today. You know, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. You may have some unconfessed sin some way that you need to pray and ask God to forgive so your body can be healed. You know, the effective prayer and an effective prayer of a righteous man or woman can accomplish much. You'll find that in James 5:13 through 16. I'm sorry. You know, there have been various ideas about the meaning of passages. Some of these words are used in more than one way in the Bible. But you know, there are some religious groups which engage in healing service today and use all to anoint the sick to produce a miracle. Well, I'm here to serve you notice today. We're going to start doing that. We're going to have healing and miracle and deliverance service for the sick. Coming in from the east, the north, the south, and the west. You know, among my brothers, some agree that this passage deals with miraculous healing of the physical sickness. But add that the age of miracles have passed and therefore has not particular procedure. But you know, there are miracles being done today. You know, if the word says, is anyone suffering, let him pray. Is it anyone among you that's sick? The prayer offered up in faith will restore the one who is sick. Now, you have to go to God in faith. You can't go to him shaking, faking, and baking. You know you sick. You know you need a healing. Call on the name of Jesus. You know, as I looked up the different words that I was using today, suffering, suffer hardship, endure affliction. Of the four times this verb is used in the New Testament, it is always used when referring to hardship that come as a result of being a Christian. You know, Paul told Timothy to suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. And later in the same chapter say, for which I suffer hardship, even to imprisonment as a criminal. But the word of God is not imprisoned. You'll find that in 2 Timothy 2, 3, and 9. You know, when you look up sick, to be sick, weak, unhealthy, be in need. You know, this word occurred 36 times in the New Testament. You know, in the gospel, it always referred to a physical sickness. However, in the epistle, in at least 8 of the time it is used, it's referred to physical sickness, but rather spiritual sickness. And without becoming weak in faith, the word of God said, for what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, not except one who is weak in faith. But he who is weak, eat vegetables only. But take care lest his liberty of yours somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. You find that in Romans, the 4th chapter, and the 19th verse. You know, I'm going to give you some instruction for the sick today. The word of God says, let him pray. Let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him or her, anointing him or her with oil in the name of the Lord. Not in the name of overseer, not in the name of Billy, John, Susie, but in the name of the Lord. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another. Don't you know a lot of your sickness is unforgiveness that's in your heart that have went all through your body and start you with a sickness in your body? Disease coming upon you. You don't know where it's coming from. The doctors can't even give a name to it. They're trying to think of something to pacify you? You know, these instructions are given to those who are suffering, sick, and who may have also sinned in their weakness. You know, as we have already seen, this suffering, affliction, is hardship brought on by our faith. You know, the pressure mount. As trials come, persecution rears its ugly head. Lost is suffered. And one begins to feel as he is slipping. He or she wonder why this is happening to him and her. Is God concerned at all? He considering giving up. He needs help. She needs help. You know, in the Word of God, in James 1, 2 and 8, he said, first, he is told to pray. James have already dealt with what kind of prayer should be offered in trial if one is to endure. Second, he is to call for the elders of the church. It was not a requirement that elders of the first century had the gift of miracle healing, nor was it required that they be skilled in treating the physical sick with good doctrine. But it was a requirement that they have quality that would allow them to protect God and feed their flock, including the spiritual weak. You know, qualification of an elder, you can find that in 1 Timothy 3, 1 through 7, also Titus 1, 5 through 9, able to heal. You know, as I was going through the scripture and looking for prayers to offer up to you, to tell you on some things that will help you as you go through, and James 5, 14 and 15 is one. You know, if we pray at all, sooner or later, we will spend time praying for the sick. Whether you're praying for somebody in your church, somebody on your job, somebody on your in your family, somebody that may be on your prayer line. You know, every pastor, bishop, evangelist, teacher, spend a great part. Hold on a minute. Please forgive me. We have a caller calling all the way from Beaumont, Texas, that would like to come in on this broadcast. You know, every prayer meeting always includes a list of the sick. When you go to your church on Sunday morning, or you get your bulletin, for those that put out bulletin, you see the prayer list is so long, sometimes you have more people on the prayer list than you have sitting in the sanctuary. Why is that? When you go to church, they come up Sunday after Sunday for prayer, and they leave sick. They don't leave well. Why are the saints not coming to the house, which is the hospital, to be healed and leave healed? They're leaving the same way they came. If they came in a wheelchair, they're leaving in a wheelchair. If they came on crutches, they're leaving on the crutches. If they came with their mind all combobulated, they're leaving the same way. Aren't y'all tired and sick and tired of coming to the church and leaving the same way you came in? It's time for a change. For everyone listening to this broadcast today, it's time for a change where men and women of God need to stand up. Start laying hands on the sick that they may recover. Start anointing them that they may be able to be recovered from whatever illness they're going on. You've seen testimony after testimony. We even have a healing tea called Kingdom Health Healing Herb. If you start drinking that tea, you're going to find every sickness that you have in your body will disappear. If you start using the Kingdom Health, even the Miracle Blessed Salve that we have on the market, anything that you have, it will clear it up. It will heal it. But you got to apply yourself. You got to be want to be healed. You know, and I always look at when I go in a church, their bulletin, at their prayer list. And Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, Tuesday after Tuesday, Thursday after Thursday, they're going in for special prayer. And people leave it the same way. Today, those that know you have not removed unforgiveness from your heart, stop forgiving. Some of that sickness will leave your body. You know, I can't express that enough about your healing. You got to know what's calling all that. You know, you better be healthy, and you wake up, the enemy done attacked you. Don't you know how to send that devil trotting? Put him under your feet, not just behind you, under your feet. Keep walking on it. Keep stomping on it. Keep calling on the name of Jesus. Keep pleading the blood of Jesus over your family, over whatever sickness that you have. You know, the doctors will tell you they've done all they can. But have you called on the main physician, Dr. Jesus, that will come in and cure everything? It's time for you to start calling on the name of Jesus. You know, a place to begin with is turning your Bibles to Matthew 4:23 and 24. You know, the gospel recorded, you know, I found 41 separate healing miracles in the life of Christ. It tells us that people with various maladies were brought to Jesus from Galilee and Syria, and he healed them all. Not one of them left sick, you all. Some was blind, they received their sight. Others was deaf, they start hearing. Some were demonized, some was paralyzed. Still others were sick with various diseases, but when they left the presence of Jesus, they was totally healed. Don't y'all want a healing today? Everyone at the sound of my voice that may be going through something today. You may not have intention on coming to this program today, but the Holy Ghost is drawing you to this program today to let you know that you can be here. No matter what sickness is going on in your body, you can be here. You know, some miracles of healing are recorded in the Word of God, but some, very many, may be recorded in your church. When the last time you saw a miracle perform in your church with healing? We read about Peter and John and the lame man in Acts 3, where we see signs and wonders in Acts 2 and 5. You know, Peter and Dorcas in Acts 9 and Peter, 1 Corinthians 12:28, it says, he also mentioned that he left the sick. Timothy 4:20 says, and he told Timothy to take some wine for his stomach. Don't you know it's a remedy for every sickness you have? But have you consulted God one time where God could give you the prescription? Have you went to your Heavenly Father to actually be healed and mean it? It's time, you all, to stop taking all that medicine that's steadily killing you. It's time to be totally healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. It's time that we stand up and do what the Word of God says. God has left in his Word. Everything that we need is in the Word of God. You know, I keep going back to, is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him or her. You know, the process began with the sick person calling for the elders to come to him or her. And when you think about that, how many people laying in the hospital right now that you haven't been to the hospital? You haven't been to the nursing home? You didn't go and try to lay hands on nobody. Your family members sick? You won't even go by and visit them and pray for them. How you expect for them to be healed? Some of them are so sick that they can't even raise their head, or they can't raise their hand. I would like some of my listeners that have called in today to be able to call in today and share some praise report on the Kingdom Health Healing Herb Tea. on the miracle, blessed saith, how it had helped them. And the believes is from the word of God, from the Bible in Genesis, for healing of the nations. You know, it's in there. It's in your Bible if you haven't turned your pages out. It's all in there. And, you know, I just can't express this enough. On the anointing for physical healing. Don't you know you have the power? God have left you the power here on earth. He said that you would do greater works than he have done. Stop fearing. Stop doubting yourself. Start doing what God have called you to do. If he told you to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, get up. Don't be lazy. Get up and start doing what God have called you to do. Be about God's business, not your business, but God's business. When you give God the praise and give God the honor for the hearing, for the anointing, for obeying and minding, you will be surprised how God will come in and do a new work in the person you are praying for. You're probably sitting there today saying, well, I got doubt the fear. You can't have doubt the fear. You got to remove that. Confess and pray for one another. Forgive. You know, and that's the biggest problem with a lot of so-called Christians. They don't know how to forgive. Learn how to take the Lord's Supper. Pray over it. Do it in remembrance of the Lord as you are being healed, as you are. Don't you know you can lay hands on your own body and be healed? You can speak the word life to your body. You don't have to wait for somebody to come by. You can do it yourself. There's so many scriptures in the word of God that give you for healing. The name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, crucifying the flesh, so you can do what God have called you to do. It's time for the men and women of God. And I'm going to give you today some healing scriptures. On Colossians 1, 21 and 22, the word of God says, Jesus is the Lord of my life. Sickness and disease have no power over you. I am forgiven and free from sin and guilt. I am dead to sin and alive to righteousness. You see, that word forgive is in the word of God. It's right there in the text. The word of God, I'm going to give you some more in Proverbs 12 and 28. The word of God say, no evil will befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. For you have given your angels charge over me. They keep me in all my ways, and my pathway is life, healing, and health. You read that in Psalms 91, 10, and 11. And if it's anybody sick listening to this broadcast now, or you may know somebody, have them to read Psalm. Have them to read Psalms 91, verses 10 and 11. You know, the word of God said in Corinthians 6 and 19, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I make a demand on my body to release the right chemicals. My body is in perfect chemical balance. My pancreas secretes the proper amount of insulin for life and health. And then another one, Matthew 8, verse 17, and John 6 and 63 saying, this is what the word of God said, not just overseer. I'm reading what the word of God says. Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sickness. Therefore, I refuse to allow sickness to dominate my body. The life of God flows within me, bringing healing to every fiber of my being. I'm just giving you some scriptures today. Anybody that's listening into this broadcast today is any sick. It's a lot of people walking around sick, sick in their body, sick in their mind. I'm giving you prescription today through the word of God that you can be healed today. You can go to Genesis 1, 28 and 31 and say, every organ and tissue of my body function in the perfection that God created to function. I forbid any malfunction in my body in Jesus' name. And here's some more. Mark 11, 23, Matthew 17 and 20, and the word of God say, your word is manifest in my body, causing growth to disappear. If you got any growth today, you can read that scripture. Say it over your body. You know, arthritis is a thing of the past. So many people are suffering with arthritis. I make a demand on my bones. Start saying that today. I make a demand on my bones and joints to function properly in Jesus' name. You got to start calling those things out. That be not as though they were. You got to call them sickness out of your body. Each one of them sickness you having today is a spirit. Send that spirit back to the pits of hell today. Your body can be healed today. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt that you have the power that's within you to cast out every one of them spirits. Send them back to the pits of hell. Call them out by name. They're not just coming out. Come out, stomachache, stop leg pain. You got to call that thing out. Demon of pain or arthritis, you got to go. Demon of sore throat, you ain't nothing but a spirit. You got to go today in the name of Jesus. Covered with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then in Proverbs 12 and 14, it's telling you, thank you, Father, that I have a strong heart. Those of you having heart problems, you can't understand what's going on in your body. Start praying over that heart. Start laying hands on yourself. My heart beat with the rhythm of life. Can the life of God through my body restore life and health abundantly? You'll find that in John 17, 23. A lot of you are worried with blood problems. You anemic, you this, you that with your blood. I command my blood cell to destroy every disease, germ, and virus that tries to inhabit my body. You start calling them things out. Start speaking life into your body. I command every cell of my body to be normal in Jesus' name. You find that in Romans 5 and 17. Also Luke 17 and 6. You know, you got to call those things out. You got to be the one, because you may be home by yourself today, listening to this broadcast, going through even a toothache. That's a demon of pain. You call that toothache out right now. You apply the blood of Jesus on it. Put your hands on your jaw right now and speak life into your mouth. Move pain from you right now in the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus because he is the doctor. He is the healer. We know Luke was a physician, but Jesus is the great physician. So stop calling on the name of Jesus. A lot of times you run into the doctor unnecessarily. When you get there, you got a big doctor bill. And the doctors tell you there ain't nothing they can do, or they can't find out what's wrong with you. Stop laying hands on yourself. Start letting the enemy know he don't have a bill of sale on you. And like I say, if you're in need of a tea, we have a tea called Kingdom Health Healing Herb Tea. You can contact me by Blog Talk, Joy and Peace, Blog Talk. I'll be more than happy to send you some. It's $30, and you get all the instruction of it. And if you would like some for healing your body, no matter what sickness you have in your body, I'm a living witness. I guarantee you it will heal you. When you go back and read your Bible from Genesis all the way, it tells you about the leaves for the healing of the nation. It's in your word. It's in there. Again, I say, if you haven't told your pages out. The miracle sale. Anything that you have, any breaking out to you running back and forth to the doctor, can't seem to get here, your hair falling out, it's getting thin, we have a miracle sale from the word of God that God give us the recipe on that will help your hair, help the thinning of your hair, help your hair to grow. You see, you got to go back to nature. See, it's coming a point in time, all these things that they used to have, you can't find no more, or the doctor's pulling medicines off the shelf every other day. Don't take this one, take that one, and when you take that one, it's contacting, doing something in your body, where they're giving you another one to contact. I know all of you all that's on 5, 10, 15, and 20 medicine a day or more. You know the effect that's doing to your body. Take care of your kidneys. Drink your water. Drink your tea so you don't have to go through dialysis. Start drinking the tea where you can come off of dialysis, where you won't need somebody else's kidney. You can use the kidney. God give it. Diabetes? Come on off of that diabetes. That's a spirit. Ain't nothing but a spirit. You're sending back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. Obesity. Send it back. Gluttony. Send that, all them spirits back to the pits of hell today. Cast them spirits from your body. You have the power. I may not be around each and every one of you all to touch you, but you can do it. You can do just what I'm saying. Have faith in yourself. Above all, have faith in God. Headaches. A lot of people having headaches. They're going to the doctor for a migraine headache. They're going because they got a headache here. They toe ache. They this ache. That ache. Have you sit down long enough and pick up your word of God and start reading it? Start doing what the word of God say, where you can heal yourself, position, heal thyself. You know, when we talk about oil in the Bible was often used as a symbol of health and vitality from the Lord. Even in the word of God, kings was anointed with oil as a visible symbol of God's presence and the need for his blessing. You'll find that in 1 Samuel 16, 1 through 13. You know, the same is true in James 5 as we give you the main scriptures today. Oil is a magic. There is no supernatural power in a few drops or a few cups for that matter. Or olive oil, peanut, or any other kind. The oil serves as a human humbling reminder that all healing must come from God. You know, in this sense, the oil is like bread and wine of the Lord's Supper. You know, it builds faith and says to the sick person, God is here. He is able to heal you. Sometimes I have done this sort of praying in a hospital room where the person is wired up to various high-tech monitors. This simple act of anointing with oil remind all of us, the sick person and the one doing the praying, that it is the Lord who heals, and that our trust is not in technology, but in God alone. When you go into your loved one's room, start anointing all the machines they on and see that they come up off the machine. Start anointing the bed that they're sleeping in, they're laying in, where they can raise up and come on home. You got to go further than just saying, now lay me down to sleep. Lord, I pray my soul to keep. Heal Annie. Heal her uncle. You got to go in warfare. When you done pray and you see that heaven work, you start speaking in your prayer language. You start bringing that thing up from your belly. In the name of Jesus, you start casting out that demon. Because see, the demon don't know what you're saying when you're speaking in tongues. So all of you out there today that have a prayer language, start speaking over your family, over their sickness and your prayer language, and see, don't they recover. I hope you're getting something out of this lesson today. You know, there is healing and forgiveness. You know, the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up, or her. If he have sinned, he will be forgiven. So that means you have to go to God. God, forgive me, for I have sinned before you. And once you do that, you're going to find yourself starting to get better and better instantly. And if it's not instantly, it may be a gradual thing that he's bringing you up out of. But if you start praying sincerely, giving your heart totally over to God, change your attitude. Because some people have such funky attitudes. Some people have, you know, want to talk to you any kind of way, say anything to you. But God said hi, and he looking low. Pray for them that despitefully use you, despitefully talk about you. Pray for them. You don't have to say nothing bad. Just pray for them. God will fight your battle. I just want to leave this here with you today. Healing. Miraculous healing. Quickly, slowly, or miracle by medicine, or by some combination of the two, God is able to heal his children. No matter what you have, God is the healer. It is the Lord who has made us. You know, when the surgeon set the broken bones in, if you got a broken bone and the bones knit, it is the Lord who has made it knit. Every good gift is from above. You know, when you think about the close relationship between the physician or the physical and the spiritual, not all sickness is caused by a particular sin, but some illness stems directly from our sinful action and attitude. Until those things are confronted and confessed it, it is pointless to pray for healing. So all of you all that's listening to me today by way of archives later on, whenever I'm asking to anoint the sick with oil, I always inquire as to their spiritual condition. And I ask if they are conscious of any sin that is standing between them and God, blocking his or her healing power. You know, sometimes they make a confession and sometimes they don't. But it is important to ask the question. You know, our greatest problem with the entire passage come, it seemed to comfort again. After all, most of us have prayed for people who get worse instead of better. I recall a dear friend of mine, a godly man and an elder of our church, fervently believing that God was going to heal him of cancer as a testimony to the word and to the word of God's power. But until that very day of surgery, he proclaimed his belief to everyone he met. And multitude of people poured their heart out to God on his behalf. 2 weeks after the surgery, the man passed. You know why? He had asked for forgiveness. He wanted the doctor to do everything. He never went to God and said, God, forgive me for this, 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 or this. Or I have sinned. Please forgive me. You know, it is undeniable the fact that everyone we pray for is healed. But many of people could testify that someone prayed for them in their sickness, and those prayers made all the difference. You'll come in countless of people that tell you, so-and-so prayed for me, and it changed my life. I had to be forgiven. I had to ask God to forgive me of something. And when I did that, I was healed. And that's the whole point today of who is sick and James 5:14-15. Prayer is the greatest gift that comes from the heart of God. Our prayer matters to God. Our prayers matters to the person that's sick. When we pray for the sick, we are bringing God's mercy into the hospital room, their sick room, and inviting great physician, which is Jesus Christ, to take up the case. So today, unite in faith, trusting and believing repeatedly, because God invites us to ask, and keep on asking, confidentially knowing that the Lord will not turn us away when we call out to him. Gratefully, because we have already received grace upon grace, far more than we deserve. submissionally, because God's understanding of the total situation is much greater than ours. So today, I hope you got something out of this here, and that you're laying on your bed of affliction today. Your name is on 10 different prayer lists around the country. Have you went to God and asked God to forgive you of some things? Have you made things public before God in your prayer time? Have you went to a person that you need to forgive, or they need to you need to go to them and ask for forgiveness? Well, I think it's time that you may be healed, that you may get up off of your sick bed, rise to the occasion, rise and get up off of that sick bed today. You don't have to lay there sick, whining and complaining. You know you've been disobedient? Start being obedient. You know you haven't been minding? Start minding. You know you haven't been humble? Start being humble. Start showing humility. Start showing love that runs from heart to heart and breast to breast. So today, that's the conclusion of my program today. I hope you got something out of if any sick among you. Call for the elders of the church and anoint them with oil. Pray over you all. Ask God to come in and intervene for each and every person today. And as we go off the broadcast today, I will play a song that will minister to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I guess the song is listening to the things I say too, because it hadn't taken. But we're going to give God the praise. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for every person that tuned in that needed healing, or someone that tuned in that knew what to do, how to go pray for the sick, how to ask them the question, have you asked for forgiveness? God, we thank you for the glory today. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for being God all by yourself. We're giving you the praise, and we're giving you the honor. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. I thank every one of my listeners that called in today. You may not have been able to come right on formally to talk because you're on your job, but I thank you. Some of you all are in cars, and you don't want to be raising the phones up to your ears if you don't have a Bluetooth. I thank you. Those that tune in by our car, thank you so much for coming on. It's on account of you all that made this broadcast what it is today. And I thank each and every one that tune in to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry. Please do come back again. Bye-bye.